Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. I'm Matthew Kidman, and today we're talking about the great financial rotation. People are actually buying finance companies for the first time in a long time. And to chat about it, Catherine Aufrey from Wavestone, Matt Williams from Airlie. Matt, we'll start with you. The market darling goes up and down with the market. Surely you don't need to know any more than that. Macquarie Bank, buy, hold, or sell?
Look, I'm a holder, and it's a hold. I was a bit worried coming into their result recently. How the crisis might have affected them, but look, remembering that it's, you know, nearly half the business is funds management, they're in good shape. You know, ROE that a bank, a major bank, would kill for, reasonable yield. Look, the rest of the business after the fund manager is a bit of a black box, but look, it's a good hold at $115.
The old silver donut. Don't they need the markets to keep rising for you to be comfortable about owning them, Catherine?
Well, what you should be comfortable about is the management team have elected to take their bonus in stock this year, right? Their short-term bonus in stock. Every Australian corporate company should be doing that this year and backing themselves. And that's what management have chosen to do. So if the management are prepared to back themselves, then I still think it's a buy in terms of Macquarie. I also think the actual underlying result prior to all the provisioning that they put in for COVID was really strong. It was better than the market expected, and they were, you know, performing exceptionally well. And so I like to back management teams that are, you know, performing well. And I think also there's two structural long-term trends, particularly in the funds management business, but also in the commodities business, where that is actually powering the business. One is the fact that it's moving from fossil fuels to renewables. That's exceptionally important. And then the other one, infrastructure. So Macquarie, with its infrastructure funds management business, it's a global leader, and that business has powered through and continues to have exceptional funds flow into that business, and it can take advantage of this, you know, dislocation in markets. We've seen stressed sellers. It can buy, you know, more infrastructure assets. So I'm still a buyer of Macquarie.
And what about this one, ASX? I thought because the market was down 38, 40%, the ASX should fall. It's been a powerhouse, hasn't lost any ground. Buy, hold, or sell?
I would say I'm a hold to a sell. It's trading now at a record high. It's had a fantastic period through the last few months in terms of the COVID volatility that we've seen, you know, the powerhouse in terms of how much volume's gone through that market with all that day trading. But at the same time, it's also trading on very full valuation. It's got a very low return on equity versus global peers. It's expensive. And next year, it will be impacted by the low interest rate environment that will impact its cash business.
Volatility's been great, Matt, but maybe the heartbeat flatlines from here on in. ASX, buy, hold, or sell?
It's a sell. As Catherine pointed out, you know, against its global peers, it's starting to get up there. But also the interest rate situation. You looked at the last activity report from the ASX, and the futures business really fell off a cliff. So I think, and we've seen that in businesses like the CME in the US, where the same thing has sort of started to trend. So there's actually real earnings risk, I think, and coupled with a very high share price, I'm going to put it in the sell bucket.
Okay, we've all been concerned about our health, but we're also trying to save our pennies. Health insurance, Medibank, buy, hold, or sell?
Yeah, look, it's a buy. It's not a very exciting buy for me, and there's a lot of complexities and regulatory issues.
Does that mean it's not going to go up a lot?
it hopefully it goes up enough, Matt. That's all we need. But you're going to get a good dividend. I think, you know, we'll get a dividend out of it, 4%. That's 5%+ after franking. That's, you know, I'm happy with that. But look, it really is a play on healthcare spending. And despite all the complexities and all the nuances around the healthcare, private healthcare businesses, what we do know is that healthcare spending goes up, and it goes up at more than GDP. And if the government wants a private sector, then, you know, they're going to have to bring out the carrot and stick at some point when this COVID crisis is over again to get participation back into private health insurance. So for that reason, you know, I think, and with the dividend, the great net cash balance sheet, it's a pretty solid place to park your money.
Well, none of us can afford it anymore, I don't think, Catherine. That's the other thing. Participation, as Matt said, Medibank, buy, hold or sell.
I'm saying it's hold. I think in terms of participation, it's a real issue, particularly with you've got the unemployment rate increasing, and it's not affordable, let's face it, for most families. It's a very expensive choice. And so this stick and carrot approach really does have to occur from terms of the government. I do note this week too, the government's again increased public health hospitals funding. So they've got to do something about the whole private sector as well. So for us, you know, the valuation's sort of so-so, so it's not exciting enough.
Okay, we can't avoid financials in our market.
Yes.
They're everywhere, they're big.
Yes.
What's one that you like that might carry us
Look,
forward?
I'm just for a trading buy, I'm still long ANZ, and that's because in terms of the argument about the fact that it's trading well below its book value, I also think it's, you know, quite cheap versus the other banks. I think this COVID event for bad debts is all about the small business sector and the household sector. So vis-a-vis the other banks, they're lower weight in those sectors. And I just think the management's executing well. They've got reasonable amount of capital, and I think it's, you know, reasonable valuation.
Matt, you got something that might give us a exciting return?
Well, you know, I'm waiting for it. It's the major banks have had a great week and a half, right? The index is up 14%. Suncorp, it's got part of a bank and it's part insurer. I'm waiting for it to have its day in the sun, and it's been a while. Look, there's been a lot of headwinds in the insurance market, as we know, general insurance, coming out of the bushfires, now coming into the COVID crisis and businesses. What does that mean for their commercial books? It's tough and they're having to pay more for reinsurance. But, you know, everything has a price and, you know, I think Suncorp at these levels. And you could interchange this with IAG. I think IAG is probably a bit more of a focused play. But that would be my, hope for stock to have its day in the sun.
All the boards and all the management, about time you took your hay in stock. I hear it can be very exciting.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.